Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Indigenous Voices of People. I'm your guest host tonight, Jabril Salam, with our host, Chinupa Gluha Money, with the Strong Heart Warrior Society, one of the members of the independent Lakota Nation. Chinupa being very knowledgeable in language and culture of the indigenous people, has been an advocate and an activist fighting for injustices done to the native people all across America and Turtle Island. And he's a great aid to a lot of the indigenous nations at the different reservations, helping them to take care of basic needs and fight for social injustices. So we're going to start our show as usual tonight, folks, with a prayer. And we always end with a song. We thank you for tuning in to Indigenous Voices of the People. We welcome all you people, the listeners, to call in at 657-383-1630. And engage us in conversation, questions, and share your knowledge with us. Once again, thank you for tuning in to this week's show of Indigenous Voices of People. Nupa, are you with us?
Thank you, Mike.
Hello, Chinupa, are you there? Turn his mic on.
His mic is on.
Hello, Chinupa, are you there? Okay, let's get started, folks, here. Let's start our show off tonight, as we said, with prayer.
عما يتيما فلا تقهر وعما تحايلا فلا تقهر وعما بنعمة ربك
Alrighty. I'd like to get into a subject that we talk a lot about, that's self-determination and independence. Today we read a topic about one of our Native Indigenous brothers who took his case of discrimination, and he sued the store who discriminated against him. It was a mercantile or some store that discriminated against his ID. Because he had a tribal ID, they didn't want to accept his tribal ID. And this happened up in Montana. And Human Rights Bureau ruled in favor of his complaint that the tribal ID was as equal as the state ID for public and legal transactions. So across Indian country, a lot of the indigenous people go through such discrimination. Their indigenous IDs and so forth, their paperwork not being recognized. When the indigenous people of Turtle Island here in America are free, or free and sovereign people, sovereign nations. And those nations have the authority to have their own IDs, their own passports, their own, be recognized as who they are, not as what someone else wants to label them, or someone else wants to label them, because they too were born free. Being free and independent people, they have a right to their own identity. They have a right to their own language. They have a right to their own self-government. And every person, every human being has that right. This is a right given by the Creator. All creatures born are born free. So that brings us to this subject, back to our topic of independence, why independence and self-determination is so important, why the people must stand up and stand for their rights, otherwise the rights would be violated. They have a Universal Declaration of Human Rights. They have an American Declaration on Rights of Indigenous People. They have a Unified Nations, United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. You have all so many writings, so many people who attest and affirm of this, but this only can be affected if you live on it, if you execute it, if you put it in effect. In other words, if it's practiced, you put it out there, then it'll be recognized. Because anybody can tell you, oh, we don't recognize that, or we don't recognize that. But in fact, if you look into research, their documents of the government, you'll find in their statutes you have a right to do. So those people who are trying to deny you these things are doing it out of their own prejudice, out of their own shortcomings, or their own weaknesses, or the darkness in their heart. You as a free people, as an indigenous people, you have a right to your freedom and to your independence and your self-determination.
Hey, Jabril, can you hear me?
Okay,
if you can hear me, all right, I'm outside, out in the country, and I've been responding to a lot of stuff that's been going on. And for the listening audience, please forgive me for coming on late. I wanted to open up with a strong prayer in honoring of Leonard Crowdog, who passed away on Monday. And we laid him to rest on Monday. And so all right, let me let you guys continue on, and I'll call right back in.
Okay.
All right. So back to where we were, folks. We were discussing that freedom and independence and how that is affected. In America, they say this is the home of the land of the brave, home of the free, or vice versa, the home of the free and land of the brave. Well, they're talking about the white folks talking about that, how they stood up to Britain. They stood up to the crown. Talk about their freedom in the Constitution. They talk about us indigenous people in there, too. They said that we were three-fifths of all other persons. They said we were non-taxable. Indians non-taxed. They said we were merciless savages. Only known warfare was to destroy, kill, and, you know, everything. And that's just not true. If that was the case, if that were the case, how do they possibly have a home today? Why do they name all of their weapons and all of their military missions after us? Why are so many people, you know, perpetrating somebody else's ID? Must have really been something. But America likes to lie and steal, cheat, lie, kill, rape. Anything to promote it through music, movies, through all kind of media. Do what? poison your spirit, poison your heart, knock you out of balance. Take your mind far away from the reality of what life really is. Then through these practices, these colonial practices, strip away your rights through fear, through aggression. And they've been doing this around the world forever. World War I, World War II. What they did to us over here, Germany did it to the Jews, and other folks doing it to other folks, and they did it to indigenous people all around the world, British to Australia, everywhere, every tribe over here at Turtle Island. They're still doing it today. People got evil hearts. When the heart is diseased, oh, everything. The heart is the seat of the spirit. Nupa just talked about we just lost one of the nation leaders, Leonard Klodov. Leonard used to be an elder in his upper years, to the years of exemption. People reach this age, 80 plus, created the right exemption for them. They let them live a long time, give them a chance to purify themselves, do good works. That Snow Dog was revered by a lot of nations, by a lot of people. A lot of people say this and that, those who know him closest know some of his faults as a man. But let's look at the good that he did for the people. The mistakes is with his creator. Only the creator can forgive him. Did something to you as an individual, you can forgive him for that. But for what is in his life story, that's between him and his creator. Story of Leonard is fighting for his people. To what degree? That's with him and his creator. But we recognize and we give honor to him because he did a lot of work for the Lakota people over the lifespan that he lived. We must give honor to our people when they go back to this life, to the spirit, from this life to the spirit world. Transition is a very weighty thing with the individual who's making that transition. They're going from this physical world of illusion back to the real world, the world that's forever. Where everything takes its true and original, real form. So we pay honor to him, and we thank him for all the works and services he's done for all the people. A lot of beautiful stories. I'm sure his family has got a lot of other beautiful stories of him. So we ask the Creator to be merciful to him, Mother Earth to accept him. And may peace and blessings be on the hearts of his people and give them patience in the time of their loss of the father and the grandfather and the uncle, the big brother, and all those other shoes that he had to fill. Spiritual leader, medicine man, he had a lot of titles. Allah mercy be upon him. Back to our original topic, the freedom and independence. We learned about this Constitution. And this American Constitution,
well, sir,
everybody so talks about, came from a confederation. And that confederation was the Six Nations Federation, where they got it from. the form of government. It's a beautiful thing because it brought people together. Beautiful idea. It's a contract between different nations, a pact for different nations to live together, work together, honor each other. This is what was given to European nations when they came. Here we are, fast forward to 2021. We have a lot of social ills that came with others. Of course, we had our own personal problems, too. But how do we sort these things out? How do we bring remedy for our elders, for our young people, for our children, for our different nations of people who live together here in Turtle Island? How do we solve these social ills?
No, give them a fuck. They weren't here to die.
We as men call ourselves warriors. How do we serve our people? How do we serve our elders? How do we serve our children, our women? How do we educate them, teach them? The practical ways of living, which makes them safe, which keeps them fed, clothed, warm through the winter. We have to just get up and do it. We can't wait for somebody to give us a handout, somebody to do this or do that. Each man has to take his own initiative, step up, do for his family, and do for the neighbors. Then we're going to see a change. Talking is good. Consultation is good. But after that, it's got to be some action behind it. Actions are but by intention, and every man should have that which he intended. But he'll make effort for it. What you make effort for, a lot of to you is what you strive for. You make effort for it, you will get it. Good or bad, whichever way you want. Ultimately, in the end, is accountability. And what character you display as an adult is going to reflect to those who are coming behind you. So we'll turn it over to the listening audience, to our callers, see if anyone wants to respond or come in to.
I want to talk
slide to that.
Hello?
All right. Hello. Come on in.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
All righty. What's your name? Where you
my name
from?
Is... Okay, first of all, my name is Tariq Aspor. I am calling from San Diego, California. And we are Strong Heart Warrior Society here holding it down in San Diego, California. And Old California, actually.
All righty. Strong Heart Brothers.
Oh.
I mean, we're brothers. I hope.
Yes, we are. So, I would like to share something with all the listeners, with everybody who's listening. For a year and a half here in San Diego, we've been going head-to-head with this colonial government system, police system also on top of it, you know what I mean, to break ourselves and educate ourselves from all the garbage that they have been teaching us for the last 30 years. All what we are learning is nonstop white man's rules, white man's laws, white man's religion. I'm originally Palestinian. Ganupa, who's over there in Pine Ridge, is my older brother. I'm over here in San Diego trying to teach all the young, all the siblings, all the families, and to stand up for themselves and be happy where they're from. Now, what's happening in my personal country is Palestine. You see the same exact thing that happened 528 years on this land and still happening on this land. And this white man does not care if we are alive or dead. Many, you know, many people keep on saying, oh, what services can we get from this? What services can we get from that? They don't care about us. That's why they put us on reservations to die off. And within this movement, you know, George Floyd, rest in peace, gave a new beginning to the young. You have the young all over the world fighting right now, in Colombia fighting, in Africa fighting, in Europe fighting, over here fighting. Everybody's standing up. You have the warriors, the water warriors standing up to the corporations not to have dirty tar sands come through in. This is what we are doing over here in San Diego. We're educating our young and old and all people of color around us that this colonialism is no more. And what happened in Canada with the 215 children murdered, massacred, until now they are getting, all our children are brainwashed with the news, with Hollywood. And we're tired of it. I wish to be like a bird, to be free. I want to travel from here to another place with no ID. Why not? I do not want to have a chain around my neck that you need this ID and that ID. This passport and this passport. This visa and this visa. This is what, you know, infuriates me. It's like you have an imaginary chain around your neck, and I'm tired of it. You're there?
We still hear you.
Yeah, we still here. We're listening to you.
So this is what we have been. This is what we have been doing. We've been standing up with the blessings of the Creator and the ancestors every day, daily. We are doing ghost dances in San Diego. We're training our brown berets, you know, to stand up tall, be who they are, and fight like men and women. Because the history, the indigenous history of Turtle Island is so pure. It is so beautiful that everybody should be fighting for it, as Palestine, the same thing. We never gave permission for the colonizers to take our land. We never gave anybody permission. Same thing over here, Turtle Island. I live on Kumaye land. This is the Kumaye tribal land that I live on. And I thank the tribes around me for having me, you know, for being like a spokesperson for the Stronghold Warrior Society and for the indigenous families around me on Turtle Island.
Good show, brother. Thank you for putting that input, because this is a worldwide message. This is all the people, indigenous people, are saying around the world. We're tired of it.
We're tired of it.
You
we don't want
right.
to be controlled by corporations. We don't want government corporations, you know, restricting our freedoms. Every time we open our voices, we have door knocks on our door, either the police or the FBI or somebody who's trying to restrict us from talking. Where the hell is the freedom of speech? There is no freedom of speech. If you're going to get a door knock, every time that you open your mouth and talk to the truth, you get a door knock because some government agency want to shut your mouth. Right, brother?
Well, you got a right to your voice. You got a right to your voice. You, if you don't stand up and use what is yours, someone will take it away from you.
Well, the thing is, what I would love to see, brother, this is what I would love to see. I would like to see all the tribal governments around, you know, and stand up the way that a lot of us are standing up, you know, to our governments, to local leaders, to the politicians and say, no more. No more. No more abuse.
I'll be here.
I'm not talking. We hear you, brother. We are over here for you. Hello?
We hear you.
Yeah, we're listening to you.
So that's my piece. We want to be free. This whole entire planet, we are tired of colonialism. We're tired of, you know, we're just tired. We're sick and tired. We don't want to be controlled by religious institutions that use the people in their pulpits like wolves to take the people's money and incarcerate their minds. This is what's happening. Look at the prisons. Look at all the prisons
worldwide.
Where do you think the money's coming from? It's coming from the churches, coming from the corporations, coming from left and right. And the thing is, we feel we're done. We can't breathe. As George Floyd said, he can't breathe. We can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Why should, like, again? The other day, I wanted to go down to Mexico. They told me your passport is, you need to go renew your passport. I said, for how long we need to be, you know, chipped? For how long we need to have passports? For how long? I want to be a goddamn bird. I want to fly over the state lines, over lines, like how it was before. I am tired of this passport thing. I'm tired of IDs. I'm tired of this control. For how long?
Okay, the thing is, we are tired of it, but what do we do about it?
What do we do about it? Aha! Uh-huh. This is what we do about it.
What do we do about it?
We stop, you know, sending messages. This is when we stand up and said no more. We protest in the streets, no more. We tell everybody around us, no more. But the problem is there's a lot of people who are scared of standing up for their rights and hitting the streets and going to their, facing their government face to face. Oh, what happens to my job? What happens to my company? What happens to my money? Ah, what happens to my benefits? Oh, they're going to take my benefits away. That's what they're doing. A lot of people are scared to stand up because they don't want to lose their jobs, welfare. They don't want to sacrifice. So what do? They sacrifice themselves. And on the corner, on the side, they complain. Oh, we're not happy with this. We're not happy with this. Okay, get off your rear. Get with your tribe together and voice your opinion. Bring the media. If the media does not come, you go to their house and make it loud.
Well, that's one way to do it.
This is how I've been doing it for a year and a half over here.
Is anybody else engaging with Kyrie?
They got a saying that says,
"Anyone,
just do it."
Hey, Debril, can you hear me?
Yes, we
hello,
hear you.
Hello. All right, let me get into this.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, so here he is. Here's Tyreek dealing with this for one whole year straight. We've been doing this since the White Sands of business landed on Turtle Island since 1492. And in the modern conscript, our people out east, when they first encountered this hairy white man, they didn't know who he was, so they gave him an opportunity to welcome him because our people were peaceful and a prayerful people. We didn't know all this outcome was going to come the way it is that put us in the dilemma we're in today. The reality that we've been fighting these people was to be free and left alone. And the answer to that solution and to the solution to the answer is we have to start demanding it. In other words, in the modern prescription of how people idolize how, you know, the system operates, the chain of command through alcohol, drugs, where they allow it on the market where people can go buy it, then they card you to purchase it, okay? So here they are. They enforce that on a minute level, on a small basis, all right? So here's how America does things. America has always practiced and perfected colonial policies against people that couldn't understand them. And so that is still prevalent in our own virtues of life to this day in 2021. So the solution to override these is this, okay? And this is how it's going to really take a strong effect. And you people that are calling in, get serious, because my little brother is a Palestinian from, you know, the Palestine. I've been to his country before. I have. I've been to quite a few countries in my time, and I set my mark down because I can embrace resistance. I can embrace people that are challenging the system to promote the intentions of what freedom is. Americans don't have freedom. They lie. They murder. They rape. They debauch kids. This is the game plan with them, okay? And when people start getting more or less, you know, as a custodial judgment to them, that's when, man, you will see. Look, we have never, ever blamed the white man for anything because, just like my little brother, you know, interpreted, now you're all comfortable. You like what you have. You like your job. You like to be kicked and be you're behind by them. You love that. Okay, people. If you love those conditions that are being forced upon you, shut the F up. Enough already now. Okay? There are people that are struggling, trying to maintain fairness and balance because there's children coming behind us. Some ain't even yet born yet, but yet they're coming. And so we got to create a passage for them so they don't have to experience this abuse, this rape, this murder, because that's the white man. That white man, if you give him a chance to do it, he'll do it. That is a devil in true form. And I say that because there are bad and good blood in every race, okay? Bad and good blood in every race. But the white race, I disagree. I disagree. And if people want to interpret something with Tanupa, phone number 605-517-2621. Again, 605-517-2621. You want to debate with this nonsense? Let's do it. I'll get it on with you guys, verbally and otherwise. What my little brother shared was a remarkable piece of you all. If you like the conditions you're in, shut up. Quit, you know, effing complaining about, oh, they did this, they did that. Because that's the way the system works. Countries all over the globe fell because of nomadic people taking resistance into the effects that stop them for what they have done. Don't forget, when Rome fell, all of them fell right behind her. From Mesopotamia to Rome, to Greek, Mediterranean, okay, the Egyptians, all of them, okay? And now the failure of the American Empire. But it's the race. It's the race war. The white man will never go home and do that to the people that did that to him. Hear me. The white man will never go home and do that to the people that did that to him. It was his own people that did it to him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he takes measure and instrument on a different level. So he blames us because we can't read, we can't write. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. White Man. We have our own way of living. We have our own way of dealing with us. We know how to read and write according. We tried your way. It's been 500 some odd years that you've been in our country, and not one Indian turned white. And the sad thing about it is you still bastardize the behavior because you want us to submit. No, I'm sorry. Look at what's happening today, folks. You all need to blame them. Say something to the white race for a change. Say something to them. What the heck's wrong with you guys? And this radio show was given to us on behalf of our sister, Leona Brando, man. She took this opportunity to give us a show to engage on things. Don't forget the mass incarceration rate. America is a communist country. Don't forget that. They started with the indigenous people. They wiped us out from Maine to Florida and inward. And everyone that goes across the Mississippi and Missouri River, going further east, that's all, man. They're all within a bag of Kool-Aid. And I mean within a bag of Kool-Aid. Because if you add water to a bag of Kool-Aid, what does it do? Turns color, don't it? Okay? That's what's out there. You come further west on the other side of the Mississippi and the Missouri River, then the purity of people are still in existence. The water pipeline fighters, I disagree with that, little brother. I disagree with that, but that's your prerogative. You can do that. I'm not taunting you for that, and I'm not taunting you. What I'm saying, I was there, and I've seen how heinous it was because it was a money scam, and everybody got rich off it, and the poor people went without, and to this day, it's a hardship for standing up. But that tribal president, David Archambault, he already opened that up the right away, and then he turned around and tried to monopolize it. No, you can't do that, but that's what he did. Now where's Dave Archambault? Where is David Archambault? He's gone, hiding out in the state of Oklahoma. This is how much white men know. But I was there in Standing Rock. I've seen all the heinous behavior. Hell, there were even people praying to their great mystery, whoever he was, Chinupa Glow money, come back. I went there, I found the signs that it was all a done deal, and I pulled out. The minute I pulled out, that's when they attacked everyone. They brought dogs in, and I told them, same thing, all of this. When it's a done deal, of course, corporations are going to protect their asset. It's an asset. Banks run that crap. Banks run the government. Banks run your state. Banks. And there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that have an asset to a bank. If it wasn't for the late Abraham Lincoln and John Fitzgerald Kennedy to expose what the corruption of these banks were doing, them guys would have made a legacy of history. But the only reason they give a man a monumental appearance is because they were assassinated by their own people. They killed them. They killed them. They killed their own because that's what happened. With a stroke of pen, they can change things. Come on, folks. Engage. That's what's happening. I don't want to hear nothing else. Nothing else, because if you don't know the history, don't forget, half of my people that signed these treaties were intoxicated. We're intoxicated. We're intoxicated, guys. Listen to me. They were intoxicated. So they didn't know how to write. They didn't know how to do anything. We didn't know how to speak English back then. Come on. These French fur trappers are the ones that did the illegally manipulation of signature graphic. That's what they did. We didn't know nothing back then. Think about it. Now, we all pray to the great mystery. We pray to Allah. We pray to Jesus, God, whatever you call him, in your own native tongue, in your own people's tongue. So you pray to this man, okay? You pray to him, and you look at the realities that unfold in my country, okay? All of them, from native people to blacks to everyone of color, are not putting the blame on that white race. And until our people put that blame on him, then and only then can your independence of freedom work. It'll never go anywhere. But as long as you're going to stay committed to him, because he tells you what to do, I rest my case. The white man used the governmental tactic to tell you guys that this COVID-19, this corona, was a crisis, man, that some other country, that's a big lie. That's a conspiracy to commit murder, ethnic cleansing, ethnicide. And you all went for it. All the tribal governments got masks on. The Great Mystery don't wear a mask, and neither does Mother Earth. They don't got a mask on. The animals don't got masks on. Population control, people, as long as you're under the influence of a controlled substance, whether it's some street paraphernalia, and even the legalized one, alcohol, hey, they got you. Don't forget, Calvin Yellowboard, they made him crawl. This is a guy with no legs. They made him crawl onto a van. Rapid City Police Department did this shit, and it was filmed. So where's the public outcry? What's the public outcry of what they did? But that's the problem. Our people are under the influence of controlled substance and alcohol. So, of course, we're going to misbehave. Our bodies can't tolerate alcohol. I know I used to drink, so I know what the hell I'm saying. When I drink, I love to fight white folks, and that's what I love to do, to beat the crap out of them, to teach them something. I want to be left alone, too. So the better way to do it was to do it with sobriety. And it's almost 40 years later, I'm sober. And that's a beautiful thing. It didn't take me long to wake up and see the big picture. But many of my people, they're in that dilemma. They're trapped. They'll never get out of it. And so until all of you wake back up and see that, that's where the problem begins. It's right there. And you're still, man, accepting it. And I'm going to will it back to all of you, man. So go right ahead. Go right ahead. What do you guys got to do?
Erico 619-9904. State where you from, your name, and what's your concern? Repeat, Erico 619-9904.
Yes,
you
I'm
are
here.
There.
Yes, I'm here.
Say who you are, what's your name, what's your concern, where you calling from?
I am calling from San Diego, California. My name is Tariq Asford, T-A-R-E-Q, Asford, A-S-F-O-U-R.
Anyone out to engage?
Hello, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm always doing okay, man. If I can't blame the white man, nobody else knows to help me blame it. I don't know why we're talking. That's where the problem comes from. Damn.
Well, we got so much of it over here in San Diego, you're not going to believe it. I want to add something, okay? This is a difficult subject that we're having here in California, especially in San Diego. Just recently, the mayor of San Diego took $19 million out of the library and education and put it with the San Diego Police Department, which gets $458 million to cover the homeless outreach program, drug and alcohol program, and other programs that now law enforcement is responsible for these programs on the people. While we are asking for a year and a half, and many tribes around been asking for defunding of the police and all these social services to be separated from police departments, because we are tired of the police brutality that is happening across the country. And I know it's happening really badly where you're from, Canupa.
You know, engaging on this topic is what my little brother has expressed. A lot of you that are tuned in, a lot of you are
you all need to engage on each. If you guys are experiencing something in your area, on your reservation, your city, your town, and if we don't have a collective consciousness surrounding that behavior, then nothing is ever going to work. It's going to continue to get worse and worse. And this country has been fighting laws by men. Not by people, by men. Don't forget that. That's why. That's how colonial policies work. Men written it. No different than the Bible. The Bible in my country is called Turtle Island. Was brought here. Don't belong here. Any other face don't belong here. But the white man used this implementation to stop you from asserting your freedom of independence. Right there, man. And all you people that love to talk, you all say that. Oh, yeah, oh, you have an answer. Well, get on the radio show and talk. I want to hear it. See, because you don't know what's going on. We live in it every day, 24/7. The white race is harming our people every day. Where's AIM? Where's these Mr. Murdered Women? Where's James Swan of Rapid City? Where are these guys? Huh? Where are these guys engaging in this crap? Where are they? You see what I'm getting at? This is what I'm talking about. Where are these guys? But they're all over the internet griping and complaining. No, they're not. These are all fixed chronic symptoms. The symptoms are chronic, folks, because you do that. You allow it. And it's only going to get worse until you fix it. And you won't want to fix it. You like these conditions. This is what we're saying. Engage. Again, folks, engage. And this is what even my brother Tyreek, man, he came on really, man, outspoken, man. His passion expressed his warfare of what he's dealing with in the state of California. You think about that. He did that. Ain't nobody else did that. He did. He's trying to get you guys to understand what he does. And my brother ain't from here. He's from Palestine, my brother. And here he is voicing his concern for his country in our country. And he's fighting with you people that are supposed to be engaging in these fights against man's crimes against humanity, against people of color. He's doing just that. Where's all these other people that claim it? I always hear it. Go on social media. You're going to see everybody. Oh, I did this. I did that. Nah, you're using them. And you people like that. You like being used. You like being used. So, man, that's why I can't engage with a lot of you guys. If you really know something, show me. Show me. You don't know nothing. If you did know something, you would be doing it too. I'm still serving people here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation that don't have no food, don't have clothing, don't have anything. I'm still doing it, doing my work. People like Jabril and Amin and many others, Devin Oldman, all these guys, they're all trying to expose what goes on. Sometimes their hands get tied, but the reality is that's the way the system works. And there are many of you that really want to get down and express that intellectual communication. Well, goddammit, do it. Don't play with it. Do it. Learn how to see exactly what's in front of you. When I go to any town, city, I look at the intersection. I look at how comfortable people are driving by, tattooed up all over their arms. Man, if there ever was an opportunity where the great mystery can really come up to you and ask you, do you really serve me? What's your answer going to be? You guys would probably all fall over and die or shit in your pants and you couldn't even control it. If he ever showed up like that to you to determine his credibility of how he gave you an opportunity to serve him. Our people use a sacred pipe when we're troubled. We fill it with smoke. Use our prayer to send up to the air where the great mystery is. Every other culture of people have a different belief in how they worship their practice. I know. And in my country, everybody's shallot. All you shallot because you keep bringing white folk in. You bring them into a sundance. You bring them into a sweat lodge. You bring them into a powwow. You bring them into this, do that. That's what you guys do. You do it. You
that, folks. Not me. I don't do that stuff. Mm-mm. But that's what y'all do. And they're so eager to use your machines, your phones, your laptops, and all that, and you're sitting there with your head down, not engaging. I can't even see what's in front of you. I see this happening with Indian people. So, like, my point, if you can't handle the behavior that's affecting you, shut up. Shut up and get out of the way, man. We're trying to free our people from captivity. And you keep putting us back in there. Get out of the way. Look at all the people that went to Standing Rock. For what? All the people that went to Wounded Knee in 1973, I'm a veteran of it. 13 years old, and it was my grandmother, my aunt, my cousin, my family, my people. I wasn't aimed when I went in there. No, I was strong-hearted. Raised by my Grandpa Roy. I was raised a bastard. I don't even know who my dad is. He came around 5 times. It was a man that gave money to my mother and left. Go work to make more. And then the white man run him over. So I was raised that way as a bastard. Just seen a man. That's mine. My history. I can say that. And the rest of these people, you can't be real. Don't forget, the reservation life is unconditional. Unconditional. Guess what? You like it that the government tells you what to do. Come to the reservations and see. All of them got masks on. That's sad. White man tells you something, you go for it. Well, if you're going to keep going for the white man, go dye your skin white. Shut up. Stay with them. Have them take care of you. Have them feed you. Have them clothe you. Have them take care of you. Any means necessary. And shut up. Get with the program. My final piece to this little edification, take a look at the black race in my country. See what that white man did to them. Take a look at him, people. Take a look. Look at him. He had a language. He had a name. He was a person of freedom. Look what they did to him. Right there, man. And that's what he continues to do to everybody else. He wants to Americanize you guys, man. Enough. I'm sorry. I worked with three great men in my time. My grandfather, Roy Martin, Lehman Brightman, and the late Russell Mead, and now me. I know what I'm saying. I know exactly what I'm saying. I live it. You show me. You show me where there's 4 million people of color getting along and loving each other and believing in each other and caring for each other. You show me where that exists and I'll shut up. You show me. It doesn't. Y'all thought Standing Rock was something great. Why, yeah, get out of here. When I was there, I didn't even see anyone standing on a rock. I did. But I'm going to will it. I'm getting a little carried away, man. I'm angry, man. Benton County Police Department made a guy with no legs crawl inside of a van. His name was Leo Calvin Yellow Boy. They made him crawl in there. And different papers and illustrations of news were telling a different story, man. Come on, where's the public outcry? Somebody filmed it, seen exactly how heinous this white man is, man. Yeah, come on, folks. You see, you guys are all so used to getting choked up with weed. You love that. That's what you voted for. So now South Dakota's on the verge of legalizing it. They're already selling it on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. This is what you voted for. This is what you want. So shut up. Shut up and commit suicide, folks. Because that's what's going to happen. And when they create mass incarceration, it's you. It's you that did it. All of you, man. And when you say marijuana, oh, Grandmother Earth gave us, bullshit, she didn't. That was transplanted over here, imported by different people. That's what they do across the water, harrying all of that stuff over there. Heroin and all that's going out there. Coca, all of it belongs over there. It don't belong over here. Belongs in those other countries. That's what the white man's medical field uses those. To make pills to numb you. And you get addicted to them. Come on now. Engage, folks. Why do you think we have police everywhere? This is a communist regime. The police are here to protect the rich. They ain't here to protect poor people. We have to. We have to protect the poor people, man. God, you guys. Quit playing with life. Had enough of all this. Where's our women at, man? Where's our women to tell the men what to do? Where's our women? Come on, man. Where's our women? They're numb too, man. I rest my case, man. I'm so hot. I'm angry, man, what they're doing to our people every day, and y'all like it. Y'all want to stay numb by using their drugs, alcohol. Go ahead. But leave the rest of us alone. Quit getting on media and saying that you care. You don't care. You only care for yourself. I'm going to turn it back to you guys. I'm getting too passionate with you. Back to you, okay. Hogan, bro.
Erico 505-0162. State your name, where you calling from, what you can find. Repeat, Erico 505-0162. State your name, where you calling from, what you concern.
Yes, so Oyate again.
Oyate.
Hey, Oyate.
You got me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome, brother. Welcome.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just listening in.
Good to hear your voice, Oyate.
All right. I was waiting for, you know, maybe Dave Hill or somebody to call in. Anyway, down here in Pensacola, Florida now. On the way to
all
Virginia.
Right.
And on the way down here, I've yet to see one skin. Red flag. A couple of red flags. Anyway, yeah, that's what's going to happen to you guys over there on the other side of the Mississippi. If you don't take things into your hands and under your own control. Anyway, I'm just going to listen in, too.
Okay. Erico 911.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Jabril, are you there with Amin? Are you there, Jabril? Are you there in company of Amin? Jabril?
I'm here with everybody.
Jabril?
In company of it all.
Are you in company with Amin, Jabril?
Yes, sir. We in company. We all in
Jabril,
company.
Are you in company with Amin?
Yeah, I'm right here, brother.
Okay. Get a pen and paper and write down these phone numbers and who they are, so that way he'll know exactly who's online and who isn't. He'll know the numbers. Come on, help him organize. Amin's an elder and needs help. You're there. You're young. You're only 15 years old.
All right. Well, we got their numbers, but having their numbers ain't making them talk. All our listening, our callers who are on the show, we implore you to engage with us, share some knowledge. A lot of people just want to listen in and learn, so if that's what you're doing, you need to acknowledge your into the show.
I would like to say something.
All right. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Okay. Just recently,
just recently I contacted my ex-wife, my beautiful ex-wife, and I gave her education of how much, you know, I love her. And I told her one thing. I said, there is no religion on this earth more than love. So I called the UPC, the United Pentecostal Church, and I told them, what you have done for the last 8 years with me personally, playing with my brains, and after doing an investigation, I said, UPC, why are you sending millions and billions of dollars a month that is going overseas to the IDF, to Israel, and kicking out my people from Sheikh Jarrah, and the money, the same money, it is dropping bombs on my family members in Gaza and killing our children. I said, for how long is America going to be quiet about their churches supporting genocide of indigenous Turtle Island and killing Palestinians? For how long? Because the one since we have been in the streets protesting against colonialism and police brutality and whatnot, the churches have been silent. Like what happened with the Indian schools, like in Canada, with the 215 children massacred, burned, dead. For how long is America going to be quiet and supporting genocide around the world, lying? For how long? Do you have something to add about that, Kanupa?
You know, that's an interesting question of what my little brother has engaged in. Look, folks, when was the last time and the only time have you ever engaged on a topic that was aimed at human rights? When, folks? I can say this honestly, that my little brother Jibril and my older brother Amin were in company with me, with my little brother Cleo, when I got that response from down in Washington, D.C. a few years ago, when we told you all that, hey, I represented all of you to be free and left alone. And the minute we got there, they asked us something. Gabriel, what did they ask us? Gabriel, what did they ask? Huh? What they asked us was,
how much money you want?
Thank you. Right there, folks. You see, they were trying to buy us off. And you guys don't get it. You love it. So you guys keep going to D.C. to get money all the time. Stimulus, Recovery Act money. All of that is Cobell money. Broken down, folks. When are you going to get it? Aloysius' original intent was $565 billion. Why do you think they knocked it off? But she won that federal court case for trust obligation of people that still have land in trust. So everybody wanted to jump on the bandwagon and talk about it from AIM to everybody, okay? All of them talked about it like that was a good thing. No, it wasn't. If they reimbursed us with that $565 billion, every enrolled member would be a millionaire, even your baby.
So these attorneys break it down. They fight. That's how the system works. Banks do this all the time. You're an asset to them. You don't even get that. My brother, my late brother, Dick Gregory, used to talk about that all the time, especially when we were down. I know. Sit there, too. So my point to all this, what my little brother is expressing there is a popular opinion. We have never, ever banded together to blame the white man and to actually tell him to leave us alone. And I'm confident we can do that. But let's take our case to these world leaders. Let's create a covenant. We create a covenant on an independent level and the structure with that? Hey, man, that would be the most rude awakening that will expose the real public enemy, which is America. That sounds blasphemous, but that's how they do it.
God help our children.
Engage, folks. Come on. You callers, engage. I'm going to turn it all back to you guys.
There won't be no hope for the children if we don't step up. You know, and recently in Palestine, Ireland stepped up and said, hey, that's enough. Because they also, too, struggled. The British colonial government. For quite some time before they broke away and established their independence. But it was a long struggle. It was like us. So we over here at Turtle Island, if we don't stand up and assert that independence, it's a real simple thing. You just do it. Not only did they try to buy Chinook off, but they snitched on everybody else. All the other Indians come here and they get money. They told us to give you millions of dollars. We even got some checks. Well, we done caught some of you people out there cashing the checks. We got pictures of you. Yeah, so, and the white folks snitched on you, too. So, you have your own freedom, your own independence, but it's no good if you don't do it. You'll only be free if you walk in freedom. Yeah.
Hey, this is Cheyenne River, Sioux Tribe, Igby, South Dakota.
Hey, Lanny. Welcome.
I've been trying to talk. I'm going to lose some service up here, but take a moment here to express myself. You know, the problems that we have as a people have stemmed from the Howard Wheeler Act, from the Dawes Act, where they came in and they took our land, they split us up, and they put these non-native white ranchers on our land who, to this day, the federal government supports, but the federal government always supported them. They gave them no-interest loans. They gave them grants, free equipment. They gave them everything so that these guys can become successful on Indian land, which in turn gives them more money to go out and buy up Indian land. So the whole design of the reservation concept was designed for us to fail. And if you got to go back and look, read your Constitution, the Constitution that were forced upon us by non-natives, by white men, written for white men. To this day on Cheyenne River, all of our millionaires are all white men. And you got all of them, 50% of our kids, 50% of our kids go to sleep hungry. Now, the IRA government that we all wear this allegiance to is the problem. And these lawyers, like Chinupa said, those guys are the problem. when we go and write laws as a people, it needs to be us, the people, that write the laws. We don't need these lawyers in there muddying up the waters with their fancy talk. Because on all of our situations where we got screwed in Cheyenne River, there was always a lawyer behind it. And to this day, all of our lawyers, along with their attorney general, work for the council, and the council is corrupt. But this is the thing. If you can control your lawyers, you can control your court, you can control your prosecutors, you can get away with murder. And that's exactly what this council is doing here in Cheyenne River. But the part that these guys forget, some of these councilmen are pipe carriers, right? And those guys that are pipe carriers and those guys that are traditional believers, those guys are paying for what they've done. All right, they've already paid. Some of them are going to pay. And this is the problem where if we don't let that chinupa, our chinupa, we don't govern with that chinupa. We don't talk with that chinupa. And that's what we need to bring back into these councils, into all of our gatherings. So whenever you get up there, you have to tell the truth. But the other problem with all of this is you have the BIA. And here the BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, over here, all they do is protect the white man. And all they do is tell us no. Like me, I own over 90 acres of land. Right? I go to try to use my own land. And they say, oh, well, there's a white guy leasing. A white guy leases my land for $2. 40 cents an acre, right? So I'm like, well, I'll just give the guy the $2 and 40 cents per acre that he's paying to leave my land. Because what we do here on Cheyenne River is we run outside cows for white men at $7 a head. The market value is $70 to $100 per head. This tribal council is the one that set that rate because the tribal council are running the cows on their range units. So they can make all the money. Some of these guys are making $30,000 extra a month, right? Tax free. They hide these numbers from the people here. And it doesn't matter that our children, our Kakota, and our elders only get $100 a month. Cheyenne River is 5,500 square miles, right? So we're losing our shirts on all of this. And for me, for speaking my part, I get blocked off the radio. I went up to council, and heard a church mouse fart when I walked in that room. When all these councilmen seen me, but as a people, you know, every one of you guys, all of us. We all have to get up and fight because this onslaught, and I'm probably going to lose service up here, this onslaught that's coming for our resources, it's never, ever going to end. And when the white man owns everything, you know, do you think he's going to turn around and give your grandchild a hand up? All he's going to do is shove that gun in his face and tell him to get off his land. Which is what they're doing right now. And we have a problem with corruption on Cheyenne River. We even got the councilman saying it. But we got Harold Fraser, who's chairman, who's right in there with him. But the thing with all of that is that Harold's a pipe carrier. Now Harold has medical conditions. No. But I'm going to lose service up here. But I just wanted to say that part, I was trying to get on a little earlier, but I had a few other things to say, but I'm going to lose service, so I'll sign out right here. That's too below.
Thank you, Lenny. Appreciate you sharing that with us. And before we lose you, I just wanted to make a comment on that, is that the, we our people have got to say no. Got to say no. We don't want that no more. We want this. And once we tell the white folks no, hey, with no consent, where can they go? We vote them in, and we tell them it's okay. And then they're gonna keep the corruption going. But once we're told no, we don't want you no more, and we stop voting for them, we stop putting into them, and we tell the trust people no more trust. It's all is over now. We're doing our own. That's when the new beginning starts. Turn it back over to you, I mean. Go ahead and take some more callers.
Eric, call 605. Eric, call 605-2621. State your name, where you calling from, and your concern.
That's Chinook.
That's it, there. Okay. Eric, call 781-6814. State your name, where you calling from, what's your concern? Repeat, area code 781-6814.
That's me. I just got done talking.
Okay,
my
you got two numbers then.
My number.
Okay.
I just got one.
Area code 914-1693.
No,
I'm just a listener now. Thanks.
Okay, that's all. The board's lit up, and everybody's been called. So between you and Chinook and Jabril, y'all can take over. Everybody else is listening.
Yeah, well, we thank all of our brothers and sisters and brothers tonight who engaged on these topics, because these are very pertinent topics that must be addressed. That's the freedom and independence, folks. And that's the, in order for it to work,
Jabril,
you got to say no to corruption. Right here.
State your name, Jabril. What's your name?
The Chicago Kid, man.
Okay.
Chicago
hey,
Kid.
Hey, right.
From the great state of shock, man.
All right. What's going on, my brother?
It's all right. It's okay.
It's the Chicago Kid, folks. From Cheyenne Rook. By way of St. Louis.
Watch this, Chicago.
Watch this. How you doing, my brother?
All right.
Good to hear you out there, Bray.
It's nice out here, man. Nice and warm.
How are we going to turn this around, Bryce?
Got to go look for some medicine.
All right, all right. See, that's independence right there. Go look for some medicine. Hard on the land. That's freedom and independence. Your own medicine, off your own land. Take care of you and your own people.
So, elders, we got a community meeting, our Lakota Elders Council, tomorrow. And we're planning a march on this health care system, man, IHS and tribal health. Just a couple things, you know, to think about it. This cultural sensitivity amongst these providers that come in to this IHS system under HHS. But, you know, we've been bamboozled here under NIH and FDA, CDC, FDA, and Dr. Fauci, and we've been lied to, run amok. Bamboozled, and it's probably not gonna end, but I think it's gonna end with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So when these guys find out the truth, then it should set them free. And I mean globally. It's not just one community no more. It's a global issue. Anyway, maybe when you come around again, we'll go and get some medicine. All right,
oh,
that's Chicago kid, Chicago kid, over now.
Okay, Chicago kid, you let us know when you get that Sundance set up. We'll be there, old John. Yeah, Chinupa. Good to hear from you, brother. I hope. Well, folks, that's part of the indigenous rights. You have a right to your own medicine, natural medicine. Not some phantom drug experiment that someone wants to experiment on. Like Bryce in the woods just said, bamboozled, hoodwinking bamboozled under all these different programs and tags and IDs and puppet shows.
Exactly.
What?
Someone else's empowerment, riches. But the people used to say, I came here to make my fortune. They came here to make their fortune. If that's what you seek from this life, fame and fortune, pomp and glitter, you're wasting your time. You too will be like all those white folks that came over here chasing their dreams. They died with nothing. It's like they came in this world with nothing. No matter how much toys and trinkets and billions of coupons and all this stored up, they died with nothing. They came here with nothing. And they never got a chance to free themselves and enjoy their freedom and independence and their self-determination that great creator gave them. Never got a chance to enjoy it because they spent all their existence chasing the ghost. Pull it back over to you, Chinook.
We have 7 minutes for the show.
I
want to
ask you about something.
We have 7 minutes for the show about to end. All those who have the opportunity to speak, speak now, else the show will be ending without you saying anything. So speak now. Those, it's 7 minutes to go for the show's ended.
I just put the show, actually, live on Facebook right now.
All right.
Come on, Strong Heart Warriors. I know you guys are out there. Call in. Call in to the show.
Well, as we come to the bottom of the hour, folks, 24 after 8, our show ends at 8:30. We thank everybody who called in, who listened in to the show. Some of our call-in guests are very passionate, very outspoken, but spoken true words. Because some are angry, some are very disturbed about the things which are going on today, and they have a right to be. When everything has been stolen, taken away, and when we gave the other guests to our country the opportunity to live free and independent themselves, because this is what they said they wanted, and then they turn around and want to enslave everybody and incarcerate everything and everybody, because that was what was done to them over in their lands back in those days. And most of the Europeans, the white folks that came here from the different nations, Scotland, England, Italy, so many different places, they came running from tyrants. And they wanted to be free. They came here and they got freedom. But they didn't really know freedom.
You see the results of it today. Because they lived as a peasant under a tyranny of rulers who were not just. And when justice came to them, they embraced it. But they came here running. When they got it, they knew nothing else but the way that they were living there. And they still practice this today. But those tyrants are here today in two tribes. The Gog and Magog, Jews or my Jewish people. They're in Israel, they're in America, some throughout Europe and other nations now, because they spread everywhere. And these are the two nations of people who are very destructive in their nature. War and violence is their nature, the nature of those people. They're very aggressive. They live here with us. We welcome them in. They came to Palestine. They're there now. Went on all kind of crusades. And they spend their days and nights all for gaining something that Mother Earth gives to everybody. But it belongs to her, and she'll soon claim it back. You don't own anything, folks. It's only a temporary loan, a temporary entrustment in a monarch. Do you understand what a trust is? Someone entrusts you with something. This is what was given to everybody when you came into this world. Trust of your family, your children, your elders, your provision. Everyone was given freedom and independence and self-determination. At a certain age, you became responsible for you to the day you died. It was on your parents as a little one. But once you became violent, you reached puberty. It's all on your shoulders now. What you do with your life, what you do with your actions and deeds and intentions, because that's what you're going to take with you when you go back to the spirit world. You're not going to take none of these trinkets to here. They belong to Mother Earth. They stay here with her. She'll claim it back. And somebody else will say, oh, that's mine. It's my house, my car, my this, my that. It's not yours. It's only a temporary loan to you. Even your own life. Temporary trust. Those who don't have that spiritual awakening, they don't understand what we're discussing. So as we come to the end of our show, folks, I'm going to ask Tanupa to close with a song in Lakota. Tanupa, you still with us? Tanupa. I think we lost Tanupa also.
Go ahead, close out with a song.
We're going to close out with a song, and tomorrow night we'll be back on 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. And we want to give thanks and shout out to our sister Leona Brando Abram for blessing us to have this show where indigenous people can voice their voices openly. People can know what's in their hearts and minds of the indigenous people. But they keep us in obscurity.
Thank you very much
for
having me on the show.
Thank you for calling and engaging, brother, and do come again. We welcome you always, and much love to you as one of our brothers. And may you and your family, all you listeners and callers out there, always have the blessings of the Creator. And thank you once again for engaging. And we'll close with the song.
Ten seconds.